Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and take advantage of the different things that we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now out there in California, the land of fruits and nuts, but he's in between where they got the berries. So here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Right.
You got the berries.
That's right.
Knott's Berry Farm.
That's what we do in this place.
It's not very far away, Knott's Berry Farm. Okay, thank you. All right, they're going back in, and I'll tell you why, because it's a little nippy around the edges. This morning it was really cold out here Sunday morning in this area. We had temperatures in the 40s and 30s up north of us and 20s way up north. But right now it's 53 degrees, clear skies. I don't think it's going to get as cold or even close to as cold as what it was yesterday morning. So we're good to go with that. So what's it out your way?
Well, right now, Captain, we've got 56 degrees. It's pretty warm today.
You're warmer than I am.
That's right. Yeah, but we may have some rain on the West Coast coming up at the end of the week, and we'll talk about, of course, in the highway and byway report for the truckers.
Have we heard from Richard the Marine yet?
We have. Richard the Marine's checking in tonight, Captain. 41 degrees and raining where he is.
Sheesh.
On his vantage point, the central coast of Oregon.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, because I sit down here and my flagship station is in Tampa, Florida, we had huge, huge news that upstaged everything that was going on in the world yesterday when Tom Brady tweeted out, and I believe he also did it by some sort of other messenger device on Facebook or something. I don't know how he did it exactly, but he said he's going to play this season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's 23rd season, and boy, I'm telling you, this town went nuts.
It really did, Captain. The news really flashed around the country and around the world as well, and this is really something. He's unretiring.
The GOAT, greatest of all time.
That's right. That's right. So obviously great news for Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, and also I think for NFL fans in general. We're going to see some great games with Tom Brady again. I mean, we thought that was the last one. And you know, Captain, is there anything like that one play that he did when they came back and they were able to score in that final game? That was classic Tom Brady, and now we get to see more of it. So that's amazing.
Well, at 44 years of age last season, he led the NFL in yards with passing, 5,316, touchdowns with 43, completions with 485, attempts with 719 in 2021. But, of course, everybody remembers the loss at home to the Los Angeles Rams in the divisional round, which would have sent them to the Super Bowl. And it didn't happen, but they had one hell of a season. And he says he's still got unfinished business.
That's right. So this is going to be pretty interesting. And who knows, Captain, he might get one more Super Bowl. Can you believe that?
I can, because if he brings his team back that was surrounded by behind him, you know, we had Gronkowski talking about wanting to go back to the AFC to play with somebody. That won't happen. His center, who retired, I believe, will come back. He retired at the age of 28. And I don't believe the free agents will go anywhere. He'll talk them into staying to make one more run at it.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a thing to watch. So here we go. Can't wait for football season again.
Hold on to your socks.
That's right. And, Captain, don't we have a new affiliate to tell everybody about tonight?
Well, you do.
That's right. It's WMIC. That's WMIC. It's 660 AM. It's also 95.3 FM. And this means, folks, that the show is going to be heard down in the southern western part of Michigan, also the northeastern part of Ohio. This means it'll be heard in Toledo, to go all the way over to Port Huron and then up through Detroit and also over to Sandusky as well. So we're just very happy to be able to announce that tonight, the great folks at WMIC. And the people there that are going to be hearing the show.
And Iron Mike is going to enjoy hearing that, because Iron Mike's in that area. He moved down here, and that's his hometown.
Very cool.
Okay, here we go. The Ukrainian National Police said Sunday an American journalist was killed, along with at least two others who were wounded, when they came under fire by Russian forces near the capital city of Kyiv.
Well, that's right. This news came out earlier today. Very, very sad, heartbreaking, and certainly, Captain, points up that we are seeing, obviously, the horrors of war, and just a very, very sad development.
It ain't going to get any better when we come back, folks. We've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle's going to be hanging on right there, and when we come back, we got more to talk about, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
O'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Yes, you will see me there. And you see me right now. And there I go, off in the distance, right? Okay, but I'm back here on the microphone now. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Let me tell you something. If you haven't gone over there lately and taken a look at all the great specials that are over there, then you're wasting your time spending extra money on things that you don't need to somewhere else. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you come to MyPillow.com's website and you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you are going to save 50, 67, 75%. There'll be a bunch of buy one, get one deals. There'll be a bunch of buy this, get something free deals. There's all sorts of stuff on that page, Radio Listener Specials on MyPillow.com. Now, you're going to need a promo code. So the promo code is Captain. Very simple. Captain. That's the promo code. Or, don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them that call and talk to them on the phone. You don't need to worry about the internet, somebody getting your info or whatever. Let some people have told me they're not going to buy any internet because they steal your info. Well, can't steal your info if you're on the phone now. So MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459, and happy shopping. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Kyle, have you bought anything lately?
Haven't bought anything lately. We got some things on our list, though, but enjoying the Giza sheets and enjoying the towels.
I bought another pair of slippers. They're 50% off.
That's right. They are 50% off. And I'll tell you, the towels are great. My entire family loves them, and they really are exactly what Mike Lindell talks about in those commercials. You can take it from me. They're really great.
The only thing is the slippers don't work too good in the snow, so your daughter wouldn't be able to wear them in Boston.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, we got more stuff to talk about here with Ukraine and whatnot. Now, a Russian airstrike yesterday killed 35 and injured at least 130 in northwestern Ukraine at a military training base 15 miles from the Polish border. Getting pretty close, aren't they?
Well, that's right, Captain. If you have missiles landing that close to a NATO country, because earlier reports is that it was some 60 miles.
And then it was 30.
Miles,
then it was 30, exactly.
Then it was 10. Right. Well, but we're talking about more than 30 Russian cruise missiles that were used in this attack. And so you're right. That is too close for comfort. I mean, obviously, the attack in and of itself is a terrible thing, but it also shows just how far the Russian military is willing to go in this. Because, Captain, you know, wars get expanded because of mistakes or overreaches or things of that nature, and that can get out of hand. And once that happens, then we're off to the races. So we're watching this very carefully.
Now, it is my understanding that if Poland had their way, and they just might in all of this, they would send the jets, the fighter jets that Ukraine wants to the Ukraine. They'd have to do it in a way where Ukraine would have to come and literally wheel them over the border themselves and then get them over to the airfield or get them to somewhere where they could hide them out. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but this airplane deal is not done yet. Even if Biden doesn't want to send them the aircraft to defend themselves, moron that he is, to defend themselves against the planes that are flying over, dropping bombs on his targets.
Well, exactly right. And that's not without precedent to actually take planes to a border and
nope.
have them literally drug across the border. You know, Captain, the world is watching. And eventually, you know, people are going to really start asking the question, why can't something else be done? And not having the planes go is one of those questions that people are going to be asking about. So hopefully they will find a way to, quote unquote, technically give them the planes without it coming from the United States, I suppose.
Right.
But at some point, though, Captain, this is going to become such a major issue for the free world that those kinds of distinctions may not matter anymore about who will have the planes last.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, meanwhile, multiple ballistic missiles have slammed into the U.S. base in Erbil in Iraq, and there's stunning footage that's made its way online showing the bombardment. Iran claimed responsibility for the attack right off the bat, so we know who did it. And the scale of this attack and the size of munitions used appears to be far beyond past attacks by any militia groups in Iraq. So this means this attack came directly from Iran because of the missiles, the Fatah 110 ballistic missiles. They had to have come from inside Iran and attacked Iraq. Now, again, this is an act of war against another country. And they're actually firing at us. Doesn't matter, you know. That I guess they don't care. It went over the areas, the Iraqi territory to get to where it landed. I guess they don't care about that. But if I was Iraq, I'd be raising all kinds of hell.
Well, of course, yeah, and Erbil is the capital of the autonomous Iraqi Kurdish region there.
Yeah.
But also, Captain, you mentioned about the volume of the attack and how big it was. But that, to me, also, Captain, shows that there's a mindset in Iran and Tehran that says, maybe we can start getting away with a lot more stuff right now, because not only are we seeing what Vladimir Putin's capable of, we're also seeing how Joe Biden reacts to stuff like this. And I can't imagine, Captain, that they're not taking all that into consideration.
Sure they are.
When they're firing missiles at the United States base.
And they can do basically anything they want, because Biden's not going to do a damn thing.
That would seem to be the case.
Wimp, and also, wimp that he is. Wimp
right.
that he is. Yep.
Well, and then also, what about the Iran nuclear deal? I mean, don't you think they would want to play nice until they finally get that whole charade going? And then
they are not afraid at all about the Iran nuclear deal or what's going to happen there. They're going to go ahead with that whether they make a deal or not. Watch.
You know, we're getting into these territories, Captain, of we may not be able to get back from them very easily. This is the kind of world that Joe Biden and the Biden administration people are starting to set up for us. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, his new name is President Chaos.
No kidding. I mean, it's like, if you were a supervillain and you were trying to destabilize the world, I'm not trying to be funny necessarily, but that's the stuff you do.
Now, I want you to listen to something that a few U.S. senators said yesterday. The U.S. should not fear World War III with Russia after Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces displayed an impressive level of ineptness in Ukraine, according to some of the U.S. senators. Now, this is from Senator Jim Risch, Republican of Idaho. He said on Fox News Sunday, quote, "I would not call it World War III. I think it would end pretty quickly because the conventional forces that he's had there, you know, we haven't seen this kind of ineptness in a long, long time. So I'm not concerned about that." That's from the Republican senator in Idaho.
Well, and that's, you know, I would tend to agree that the conventional forces are no match in the end for the United States and for the Allies put together as well. But, Captain, in this case, I would caution that you've got to play the man on this. You've got to look at Vladimir Putin. You've got to understand what he might or might not do. You've also got to know if there are other Russians in the high levels there that would ever prevent Vladimir Putin from launching any kind of nuclear weapon. That's the big question here. And so, yes, we could beat them quite easily, comparatively speaking. I'm not trying to gloss over it, but yes, I think it's that would be the result. But the problem is, can you guard against any kind of a launch in desperation by Vladimir Putin? And just briefly, Captain, it seems to me that, generally speaking, over the last, at least the modern political era, with the Soviet Union that had nuclear weapons, the idea was that you'd have two leaders who would eventually try to turn these kinds of things off. I don't know that Vladimir Putin would want to necessarily turn it off. It all depends if he's willing to go down in a blaze of glory or if he wants to literally save his country from total destruction if he would ever attack with a nuclear weapon.
Do you remember when we were told by the Biden administration that there were no U.S. forces in the Ukraine?
Right, right.
Did you hear about this military base that got attacked yesterday when the Florida National Guard that was there teaching them how to use some of these weapons, when they actually left that base?
When was that?
March 1st.
Interesting.
Just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 days, 11 days, whatever it is ago. So the forces were there. We had U.S. forces, and I knew they were there. I said all the time they were there. They were training the Ukrainian forces. There was no doubt in my mind they weren't there because of some of the things that I saw and the way people were acting. They were Americans. They kind of stand out in the crowd, if you know what I mean.
Right, right.
All right, but anyway, I hate to be right, but I was right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, you know, are you sick and tired of being lied to by Biden and company? How about getting rid of the members of Congress that have been doing the lying first?
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out by the kingdom in its history. The number of executed surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution of 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. It wasn't clear why the kingdom chose this weekend for the executions. They came as much of the world's attention remains focused on Russia's war on Ukraine. The number of death penalty cases being carried out in Saudi Arabia had dropped during COVID, though the kingdom continued to behead convicts under King Salman and his crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. And for the first time since 1 month before Russia invaded Ukraine, gas prices stayed the same. The national average stuck at $4.32 per gallon, up 32 cents from a week ago and $1.55 from 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So, fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton. Call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make the product called Relief Factor. Now, I had a number of people at the gun show over the weekend that came up to me talking about Relief Factor, that they're taking it and it's working very nicely for them. I thank them for doing that, and they thank me for telling them about the product. But that's what it's all about, okay? You got to start it. And once you start it, you don't just take it and then quit. You can't do that because it goes out of your system. And in order to have it work, if you have a persistent problem, you take at least one pack a day in the morning when you get up, have it with your breakfast, and you'll be just fine to go for a while. And then if it bothers you during the day where you have to have another one, you just go ahead and take another one, whenever it is. And it works. And I have had occasions where I've had to take three in one day to keep my situation under control. But nonetheless, it's worked when I've used it. Now, the reason for that is because of what's in it. It's all drug-free, number one, and the organic products that are in it, ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, they help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source. I've never seen anything like it. And it is, as I said, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical, and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So you can get it for $19.95 to start with. That's what it costs, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And those of you that saw me Saturday, you saw what the bag looks like. I had it right there with me. I'll have another one on Tuesday with me. And if you want one, you can get one for the $19.95. And then when you do go ahead and order it, guess what? It's only going to cost you $19.95 again. You've already saved yourself $20 or more. Whatever. Think about that for a second. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain is the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and order the $19.95 three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Gets it all going, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, and it works for me. It'll work for you, too. I've been on it for well over 7 years now. Well, speaking of working, the Democrats held a national committee general session, whatever that is, in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. And both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in attendance. Now, it's the first time that they've had such a meeting in person since the pandemic hit, so it was kind of an adventure to begin with. Now, Biden, the whole time, was pitching a lie. What do you think it was?
What was that?
That the Democrats brought the economy back.
Oh, my gosh.
They have wrecked this economy from day one. Everything they've done has been to destroy Donald Trump had in place when we were self-producing our own oil all over the place. Gasoline was $1.87. We weren't paying these exorbitant prices for meat and bread and groceries and milk. I saw milk. I'm even embarrassed to say this. I saw milk for $9 a gallon.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this makes real differences, Captain, to Americans going to the grocery store just to get food for their refrigerator, for their families and put in the refrigerator. You know, it's really something to hear that though they brought the economy back, but that tells me something. It tells me that they're desperate. They know what's happening. They know what they see it. They know what's coming in November at the ballot box. And I think they're willing to say anything. They're just hoping against it. This is Hail Mary.
Well, brought us back to what? The times of Jimmy Carter and hyperinflation? Now, we know that Biden has passed Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama for the worst presidency ever. We know that now.
Well, of course, by far.
And trying to put through the American Rescue Plan, which is now largely blamed for the inflation that's crushing Americans, to claim a great economy as Americans are suffering so under the weight of skyrocketing prices, is to be completely out of touch and out of your mind, literally, with what's going on and what Americans are thinking, not to mention Biden's part in it all. Now, Kamala Harris added to that disconnect with what she had to say at the event. Here's what she said, and just hold on to something, Kyle. You might fall off your chair. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Our task is to show people that, in many ways, they got what they ordered.
I did hear that she said that.
They did get what they ordered. They got exactly what they ordered. We told everybody what they were going to get. Nobody believed us on the other side of the aisle, let alone a few people on our side of the aisle, which is how they got elected, along with the screwed up votes that they got. But I'll tell you what, we told you. Are you listening now?
Well, right. Well, even in contained in that statement, you got what you ordered, is, I think, Captain, the distinct implication that don't criticize us. You have no right to complain, you know, this kind of thing. How dare you, say that things are rotten right now. That's their mindset. They will attack the voters themselves to say, this is your fault, and you've got what you wanted, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, they can't mean that you got higher prices and so forth, but, you know, I think, Captain, they're willing to say or do anything because they simply cannot take responsibility for what is happening and by their actions in many cases and by their inactions in other cases.
Let me tell you a little secret. If you think any of these politicians are hurting, you're out of your mind. They get the insider information that they can trade on, and they are trading like wildfire. because they know that that may go away, because there's a movement afoot to stop insider trading. And I hope they do it this time and don't just say they're going to do it. So everybody's just going wild and nuts out there with all the different things they have the insider information on, in the Congress, that is, to try to make money hand over fist. And they are doing it.
They are doing that, and they try to masquerade in many ways as egalitarians, but they are definitely trying to move up the class ladder, as it were, and simply become members mm-hmm. of the overlord ruling class who have all the money
mm-hmm.
and can move in those ways. Yes.
Now, you could hear the very hesitant claps, very unenthusiastic claps, that responded to that comment that Kamala made, as well as what Joe was making. Because the Democrats in the audience know that it's not going to go over well. And with the American people, they know that they feel they got something very different from what they ordered, meaning Joe and Kamala. They got something very different from what they were promised. And if some of them can or can't afford to pay for gas, that's another big problem, right?
Well, sure.
They won't be able to go to work. And they, for sure, didn't order up a war in Europe that a weak Joe Biden may have helped to bring on to begin with. And if they try to make a sale telling people you got what you wanted, they might not like the response they're about to get in November.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, you know, Trump derangement syndrome obviously took over so much for the Democrat Party. There's just no doubt about it. But they may have gotten Donald Trump out of office, let's say, but they've also sown the seeds for the implosion mm-hmm. of the Democrat Party because of what's on display here. So who knows? It may not have been such a great thing after all that they unseated, quote-unquote, Donald Trump.
Well, Kamala chimed in about Ukraine, and I want you to hear this comment because this defies logic, wherewithal, and any knowledge of the situation. Kamala said, and I quote, "So I will say what I know is we all say, and I will say over and over again, the United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance." Do you know something I don't about Ukraine being in NATO? Do you
in
know?
NATO? No. She might. Who knows? But I think, Captain, that's one of those word salads that comes out and she says stuff, but not thinking it through, perhaps.
Well, the fact of the matter is, when did Ukraine become part of NATO?
No, they never did.
I missed that. We missed that, didn't we?
Yes.
And I can't think that. It's an incredibly important thing to be clear about, and it doesn't sound like she even knows.
Precisely.
Now, wait till you hear this other comment that was made. When mm-hmm. she was visiting Poland, she said that she was talking about being on the eastern flank of Poland. She was never on the eastern flank of Poland. She was on the western flank. And at least she didn't call Ukrainians Iranians.
That's true.
I mean, this woman... It doesn't have a clue.
Well, Captain, even up to this point, before the war began, she was notorious, from what I understood, for not wanting to read the briefing material.
Yeah, and by the way, it was Biden who referred to the Ukrainians during his State of the Union speech as Iranians. What a dope. What a bunch of freaking losers we got running this country. Wake the hell up, America. It's time to do something about it in November. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
folks. That's from 1971. That was Shea Stadium with 50,000 kids screaming in it. And I'll tell you what, that's Grand Funk Railroad, and that was called I'm Your Captain. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Yep, it kind of breaks the ice a little bit to play some of that nostalgia in there, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
Exactly.
I wasn't there, but I knew what went on because I heard about it. Where it was at and what it was doing, but it is what it is. So let me take a little quick peek over here and take a look at what's happened here. We have a system moving on shore in the Pacific Northwest that's going to bring some locally heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, and gusty winds in the region. We've also got some southern plains activity today, and it'll remain through Monday, where a severe weather threat is possible across parts of East Texas and into the Ark-La-Tex area Monday afternoon and early evening. And, yeah, we did have some winter weather over the weekend. That's gone now. But the temperatures, the cold temperatures still persist across parts of central Alabama and northern Alabama, central and northern Mississippi, central and northern Georgia, and up South Carolina up into the mountains. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, you're right. We do have rain coming in, especially up in the Pacific Northwest right now. It's being called a weak atmospheric river, so that's a good thing. But we still are going to see mountain pass level snow. Also, we're going to have a lot of rain, and this is going to go on pretty much as it started, came in on late Saturday, I believe, and it'll go on through most of this week. And then as we head towards the weekend, looks like we might have another system coming through that's going to affect most of the west coast of California, maybe even some rain in places like Southern California. It doesn't get a whole lot of rain right now. But that being said, we do have some active rain out there right now, especially for our friends in Seattle. They've got rain. This is going to be heading all the way up towards the Canadian border, by the way. But if you're going out I-90 east out of Seattle, you're definitely going to be in some rain. Then it's going to reappear for you as you go through the Moses Lake region as you head towards Idaho. And then south of Seattle through Tacoma, down through Longview. Right now it's skirting Portland, but it's heading on down towards Salem and Corvallis as you head down Interstate 5. So be aware of that. Also, as you head out I-76, as you get into the Arlington area, you're going to have rain come across the road tonight as well. Other places where you've got rain coming across the road, coming outside of Denver, if you're heading out I-76, as you're heading up towards the to the northeast corner of Colorado, heading towards Nebraska, you're definitely going to have some rain coming across the road as you approach the border there. And then on I-70 coming out of Denver, you've got rain. Let's see here. It's going to be in the Flagler area and the Limon area as well. And as you come south out of Denver, down I-25, Castle Rock, down through Woodmore, you've got a mixture of sleet and also snow coming across the road there as well, Captain. And then one last thing, you've got I-70 coming west out of Denver as you head towards Glenwood Springs, also a place called Parachute. You've got a mixture, again, of some sleet and also snow coming across the road. So be careful out there.
Well, I will tell you right now, it is snowing across the central part of Wisconsin, pretty much following I-94 over. And then it's staying straight across going into the upper northern part of Michigan, on the lower part of Michigan, but not the upper peninsula yet, although there could be some snow up there. Could also be some snow in the northeastern corner of North Dakota. The next hour we talk, it's in the offing, and the western part of Minnesota as well, right there again along I-94. We'll let you know when we come back. But in the meantime, I'm going to go right down here to the south, because if you're coming across I-20 tonight and you're running it west to east and you're going all the way to the end, Florence, South Carolina, you are going to be in some really cold temperatures. Now, the temperatures up on I-20, that's pretty much where the 20s are going to be, below freezing. Moving on down a little bit south, down towards south of Atlanta, maybe down towards Tifton, down that way. Temperatures are going to be in the 30s. Temperatures will probably be near freezing across most of that area. We do have some very strong frost warnings for the southern part of Georgia and the panhandle of Florida. And we've also got freeze warnings for about half of the state of South Carolina, the northern half of Georgia, the northern half and southern side of Alabama, And then Mississippi, the central side of Mississippi, again, I-20 south is pretty much your guideline for that. If you're going up I-75, you'll hit the frost, about Gainesville, and it'll go all the way up to north of Atlanta, almost to the Tennessee line. So that's what you got going on there. In the meantime, a little bit of wind over the east side of Florida tonight. Might have some rough sea conditions. Might have to issue some warnings over there. Gusts are certainly going to be 20 to 25 miles an hour. And then we have got, it looks like Texas could have an area over to the west, central part of Texas coming up out of Laredo. You could have an area of unsettled conditions over there, too. So, Kyle, tell us how we can take advantage of the Flying J and the pilot.
Well, Captain, you know what? Here's a great question. What can you get after six fills? Well, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just six fills when you join the driver's club at the Pilot or Flying J. And try that and just making 2 points per gallon with the other guys. So this is a great incentive, to say the least. So definitely check out pilotandflyingj.com. You can find the location nearest you simply by using their locations function. And when you join the driver's club, as we said, you'll start earning points, but those points start adding up, and you can use them on great stuff at the Pilot or Flying J, and you can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app, plus get other great offers as well. So once again, pilotflyingj.com, and don't forget, you're going to be seeing a lot of great changes, upgrades, everything getting better at the Pilots and Flying J's, because, Captain, they're investing $1 billion on over 400 locations, and I can't wait to see what the Pilots and Flying J's are going to be doing, because it's really exciting.
Going to be sharp.
Yep, absolutely.
Going to be sharp. Okay, well, more when we come back, folks, and we'll give you some poll numbers here, which are kind of interesting, because we do watch the polls here in the program. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back, Kyle Warren and myself, right after the top of the hour news and some messages that we have to have, because that's what we do here in the program. We have to have sponsors. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.